Yeah, let's just have that run the rest of the show, huh?
Absolutely. Hey, we don't really ever get to thank Brian, who makes it happen back at the studio, and Ed Knight here, the technical directors that make all this stuff come out to you over the airways, but Brian for spinning the tunes. And
not Brian Parks, Brian Scalzo.
Let's
make sure we're... And Ed Foster. No, Ed
Knight.
Ed Knight. No, Ed. No, Ned Foster.
Yeah. No! And Gail Bass, of course, the digital dominatrix.
Yeah.
Down
there. No, Ed, you know what? Ed Knight is our remote technical wizard. He's got to be with us on remote, so we get nothing done.
Yeah. Well, thanks to everybody who's making our show happen, and for you for making the show happen out in the audience, calling in and doing your thing, too. So
before we get to some emails, listen, folks, if you're coming down to the Bank One Ballpark, bring your donations for the disadvantaged children here in Phoenix. There's about 9,000 kids out there that need your help. Socks, underwear, all that good stuff. About 15,000 pairs of socks and underwear that they're looking for. It's the back-to-school clothing drive. You can't miss the booth. It's up here by the broadcast position. If you don't have a chance to stop and get something, stop by the booth and just donate some cash, use a credit card, whatever. Do that. The game, you'll have a much better time at today's game if you donate first.
You will.
Yes.
And you might even win some stuff in the raffle that they got going on. So, you know, more incentive to get you to do your part to... put socks on the feet.
There you go.
Of the youngsters.
Emails.
Email. We got something from Bob about home PC specs, and he wants to know, what are the minimum basic requirements? And I'm guessing he's thinking in your opinion.
Yes.
Or my opinion, or our opinion.
IMHO, in my humble opinion. That's
in the minimum
IMHO.
Basic requirements for a home PC that's going to be used for internet access and word processing. And also asks, are you favorable towards Intel and Apple on processors? And I think he probably means or, either one. But anyway.
ATM. Meaning at the moment.
At the moment.
Which is the problem with this stuff is it changes so quickly. But because you don't have there's really not a whole lot of processing power that you're going to need for the things that you said that you need to do.
Yeah, word processing and accessing the internet, just about any PC you buy today, even the least cost, lowest performance one is going to take care of both of those in about the same manner as the highest, fastest one would. So
here's the deal, Bob. If you're going to ask, basically, if you want to play it safe, stick to an Intel processor. It may cost you a little bit more, but compatibility issues are gone. You're not in the game, and you're not going to overclock your chip. It's for safety purposes. Just stick to an Intel processor.
In the Intel world, we've got two different flavors. We've got the Celeron and the Pentium. And think of the Celeron as like the
four-cylinder, six-cylinder
engine. And the Pentium being the eight-cylinder. And then you can add on turbocharger and all those kinds of things.
Sure.
It would be the hyper-threading and all that. So
basic Celeron. What I'd also recommend is don't get the bottom of the line. Whatever line you're looking at, whoever's computer it is, if it's the lowest priced machine they have, take at least one step up. Spend a little bit more money. Typically, you're going to get... more features, more power, more memory, things that you don't think you need now, but things like hard drive space and extra memory like RAM, those are all good things that as you grow, you know, everybody starts out with real basic needs, and then...
Their needs always grow. Yeah,
get a digital camera. Oh, I should have gotten a bigger hard drive.
We always tell people, don't ever buy the cheapest of anything, but we usually stay away from the bleeding edge, as we like to call it,
yes,
as well. And so you look for that, what they call best bang for the buck, something that's in that middle of the road, leaning towards stuff that's coming out that's new, but not the newest stuff, and you're usually going to put yourself in pretty good shape and get more life, meaning years, out of your computer than if you buy the cheapest one you can find, because it's going to just be outdated that much quicker.
You should be able to find whatever you're looking for in the $600 to $700 range as a starting point. That would not include the monitor. If you want a really cool monitor, get one of those flat panels. They're a little more expensive. Actually, they're quite a bit more expensive than a regular monitor. But
monitor, printer, everything out the door, I'd imagine under $1,000 and you'd have something pretty nice that'll definitely get your job done and give you some flexibility for the future for whatever you decide to add on down the road.
All right, we got phone calls. Do we have time?
Some quick phone calls. I think we've got, where are we at? Skeet in Phoenix, who has something that's kind of topical.
This is our buddy Skeet.
I believe it is.
He's bringing the theme back into the show. Skeet, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm right here.
What's up, buddy?
Well, I heard Ben from Scottsdale call about how his Jaws screen reader was pronouncing LOL like somebody's name.
LOL.
Uh-huh.
Right.
I ran into that same thing, and there is an easy cure for it.
Hey, it's the users helping users.
And you would know this because you're also a fellow Jaws/screen reader kind of guy, right?
For years.
All right. What's the fix? How do we get something better than just saying lol?
It's called a dictionary manager.
Okay.
And what it is basically is that first you type in what Jaws sees, like LOL. Then in the next field you type in laughing out loud. And then you save that to a configuration file. Dictionary manager.
And then Jaws knows to look in the dictionary every time first.
Right, because then it sees that and it says, what the heck is it? So it looks in the dictionary. Oh, laughing out loud. There we go.
That is solid, solid stuff, Skeet.
So you just kind of give it your own custom stuff. And if you wanted to have, like, shortcut words that you and somebody that you communicate with frequently use, maybe that's just your own thing, you could also add those kinds of things as well then, right?
Right, and you can save that file. You can tell Jaws to pronounce that word as you want it to in every program you use or just in that one program.
Very cool. Now, for those of you that don't know, Jaws is a program for visually impaired users that will actually read what's on the screen so that they don't, you know, obviously they can't see what's on the screen, so this reads it to them, and that's why. Ben and Skeet, which are longtime participants in the show, are always calling and give us the angle for their world.
And I'm sure, Ben, you're still listening out there. We probably have some other visually impaired computer users out there that this information probably will help, so thanks, Skeet, for bringing that.
Also, here's one for Adam. Jaws is actually an acronym.
What is it?
Job Access with Speech.
There you go. Oh, I never even knew that. That's pretty cool.
Here's Skeet again. He's a GR8 and a G9.
Skeet's bringing the heat.
He's great and a genius.
A G9?
G9 is genius.
Now, you know,
that one I didn't know.
You better put that in your conversion dictionary so that next time you're chatting, you know what's up.
Yeah, I guess I better do that, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, IRL, it's not, but in the cyber world, IRL is in real life. It's not, but...
All right.
IOW, in other words.
We're quickly running out of time, so thanks again for the call, Skeet, and Ken, stop that.
Shut up, is that what you say?
Pretty much. Hey, we want to quickly remind you that the Computer Corner is brought to you by Extreme Internet. If you've got any Extreme Internet kind of needs, if you need dial-up or if you need some kind of business access, whatever it might be, Extreme Internet's the guys to go to, and you can call them at 480-3684-NET or reach them online at ExtremeZone.com.
Yeah, that's home or office. If you need that kind of stuff, go talk to them. And, of course, this is the Computer Corner. We're going to TTYL.
Talk to you later, baby.
Yeah. If you want to get all the resources for these chat room abbreviations, all the stuff that's going on with simple messaging, check out our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show little panels there, and you will see all of today's offerings, including the Geek Speak of the Week, the free download of the week, and all the resources and links that we had for today's show.
Make sure you sign up for that newsletter. If you didn't already get the information, there's a nasty new virus out. We're going to give you again the steps to make sure you're protected from the nasty new bugbear.bee. So
it's all there. If you missed it, check it out, datadoctors.com.
And as always, if it ain't broke,
don't fix it. See you next week.